我们最近我们教会读经的进度啊，《列王记上》还有《列王记下》。
Recently, according to a Bible schedule, we are reading First and Second Kings.
在《列王记上》里面记载以利亚先知。
First Kings records the prophet Elijah.
那我想用几次的时间跟大家来一起学习以利亚先知对我们的影响。
And I'd like to use this time to study the influence of Prophet Elijah on us.
好，我们看列王记上十七章。
Let's turn to First Kings chapter 17.
好，列王记上的十七章。
First Kings chapter 17.
十七章第一节。
Verse 1, and Elijah the Tishbite of the inhabitants of Gilead said to Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, except at my word. Verse 2, then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Verse 3, get away from here and turn eastward and hide by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan.
这里以利亚先知对亚哈王说
Here the prophet Elijah said to King Ahab,
我如果不祷告，就不降雨下来。
If I do not pray, then there will be no rain.
也就是说，现在饥荒，如果要降雨，一定要我祷告才会降下来。
And so they are in a drought, and the prophet Elijah must pray for there to be rain.
那在当时的以利亚那个时代有很大的饥荒。
And in the time of Elijah, there was a great drought.
那饥荒就没有收成，就没有东西吃。
And there's a great famine in the land, so they had no food to eat.
所以还有很多人就死掉，生活很痛苦。
And so people suffered and many died.
那为什么会饥荒
？And so why was there a famine in the land？
如果我们在以利亚的故事一直读下去，就发现是因为以色列百姓离开神。
And the reason why, if we continue to read, is because the Israelites had turned against God.
那为什么离开神？
And why had they departed from God?
因为当时的文化非常有力量。
Because the culture at that time had great influence.
那当时的文化就是拜偶像。
And that was idolatry.
所以那个文化的力量好像一阵风一吹过去，全部都倒了。
And so the influence of the culture was like a wind. When it blew, all of them fell.
那他既然离开神，神就把恩典收回来。
And because they departed from God, God took back His grace.
那下雨就是神的恩典。
And this rain was the grace of God.
所以我觉得这个很自然啊，应该雨季到就要下雨啊。
So it's very natural for rain to come during this rain seasons.
但是在这里我们可以看到，我们觉得很自然的事情，其实是神的恩典，因为神爱我。
And here we can see that what we think is very natural is actually the grace of God because God loves us.
那在一个这个信仰危机的时代里面
And during the crisis in our faith,
神需要用人把他们信仰带回来才能够重新得到恩典
God had to use a person to bring the people back to him so that they can receive this grace once again
那今天我们从大的方面来看
Today from a larger perspective
就是我们活在这个很强有力的文化里面
We live in a society with very strong cultural influences.
我们的信仰是不是已经偏向了，或者倒向偶像去了
？Has our faith deviated, or has it turned towards the idols?
所以生活体验越来越少。
And so our life experiences become less and less.
那在这样的时代里面，神需要用他的工人把信仰再挽回过来。
During this time, God must use His worker to turn the people back to Him.
那再从小一点来看
From a smaller perspective,
家庭就是一个小的教会
Our family is a small church
有时候这个文化吹到我们家里面
Sometimes when the culture comes and enters into our families
是不是我们整个家庭的方向已经 偏向偶像呢
Then do our whole families our direction deviate and turn towards the idols
所以我们家里面对神的体验恩典好像越来越少
So in our families, we no longer have as many experiences with God.
那我们做当家的守望者，就需要有以利亚的心智能力把他们带回来。
And so, as the keeper of our families, we must have the spirit and power of Elijah to bring our family members back.
那从再小方面，就是我们个人。
And from an even smaller perspective, it pertains to each individual.
我们进到学校里面，进到社会里面，是不是被文化影响很深？
In school and when we enter into society, are we influenced greatly by the culture?
啊，变成神不是很重要。
And so God no longer is important.
哦，那比神还重要就是偶像。
And whatever is more important than God is an idol.
所以我们的信仰越来越没有体验。
And so in our faith, we have less experiences.
哦，那这个就是我们要把它挽回过来。
And so you must turn back from this.
那神要用以利亚之前呢，派他到一个地方。
So before God used Elijah, he sent him to a place.
哦，就是到基利西旁。
And that is by the brook Cherith.
哦，那在基利西旁里面，以利亚建立他的心智。
And at brook Cherith, that is where Elijah established his spirit.
哦，然后在寡妇的家，以利亚得到能力。
And at the widow's house is where he obtained strength.
那有心智有能力，以利亚就能够去见亚哈王。
And with spirit and power, he was able to go to King Ahab.
所以今天我们一个信主的人，我们的心智在哪里？
So today, as people who believe in God, where is our spirit?
我们的能力在哪里？
Where is our power?
这是我们从第七章需要思考的地方。
This is what we should reflect on in chapter 17.
那要培养以利亚对神的心智，就让他到基利西旁。
And so to nurture the spirit for the Lord, they went to Brook Cherith.
其实我们每一天所最挂心的是生活。
And we care about most in our daily lives.
就是我们生活的需要。
It's our needs.
那生活的需要从哪里来？
And where do our daily needs come from?
从钱来。
Comes from money.
钱从哪里来？
And where does money come
from? 钱从工作来。
From our work.
所以对我们每一个人最现实的想法就是怎么保住我们的工作。
So a very practical way of thinking is how we can keep our jobs.
有工作的安全感，收入没有缺乏，我们家庭生活就没有缺乏。
So that we can have work security and we will not be lacking in our families.
那我们在基利西旁里面看到。
From the book Cherith, we can see.
神要以利亚重新建立他跟神的关系。
That God wanted Elijah to rebuild his relationship with God.
那他的生活神会照顾。
And God would take care of his life.
那他的生活神怎么照顾？
And how did God take care of his needs?
第一个用溪水给他喝。
First, he had water flowing from the brook to drink.
第二个用乌鸦叼饼给他吃。
And the ravens brought him bread and meat.
这个都不是以利亚能控制的。
This is not something that Elijah could control.
乌鸦不来你怎么办？
What if the ravens didn't come?
你只有仰望神了。
Then he had to turn to God.
那神吩咐乌鸦，他就来了。
And when God commanded the ravens, the ravens would come.
那溪水越来越少怎么办？
And what would happen if the water in the brook became less and less?
那一天有水喝，你就感谢了。
If you had water to drink, then you are thankful.
那水干了，自然神会安排另外一条路。
And if the brook was to dry up, then God will prepare another way.
所以在实际生活的需要里面，让以利亚来建立信心，神是可靠的。
So in this very practical way of providing for his daily needs, Elijah learned that God could be entrusted upon.
那在基利西旁有几个特色。
And so there are some special characteristics at Brook Cherith.
第一个特色就是基利西旁很安静。
And first, it is that the Brook Cherith is very quiet.
因为只有一条溪，里面什么也没有。
Because it was a brook, there was nothing in it.
那在安静的环境里面，我们容易专心。
In this quiet environment is when we can concentrate.
得力在乎平静安稳。
And we can gain strength in quietness.
我们来看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书的三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
十五节。
Verse 15.Verse 15, For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, In returning in rest you shall be saved, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength, but you would not.
这里说得救在乎归回。
It says, In returning in rest you shall be saved.
以色列百姓要得救，他要归回向神。
And so for the Israelites to be saved, they must return.
然后得力在乎平静安稳。
And in quietness and confidence shall be your strength.
所以我们得力，我们的心，我们的心安静得下来，我们才能够跟神建立关系。
Only when we are able to quiet our hearts can we establish this relationship with God.
所以在基利西旁什么都没有的环境他的心很容易安静下来。
So at Brook Cherith, where there was nothing in the environment, he was able to quiet his heart.
当一个人拥有很多的时候，
When someone has a lot of things,
我们有太多的欲望,
they have too many wants,
安静不下来,
then they cannot quiet themselves down.
东西越多, 我们心越静不下来。
And when you have more possessions, then you cannot quiet your heart.
我们的欲望越多, 我们的心越静不下来。
And the more desires and wants we have, the less we are able to quiet our hearts.
如果三部车, 三个烦恼。
If we have three cars, we have three worries.
两部车两个烦恼。
If we have two cars, we have two worries.
一部车一个烦恼。
And if we have one car, we have one worry.
所以看起来东西越多好像越有福气。
So it seems like the more we have, the more blessed we are.
但是东西越多，烦恼越多，心越静不下来。
But the more we have, the more we worry, and the less our hearts are able to quiet down.
三栋房子三的烦恼。
If we have three houses, we have three worries.
两栋房子两个烦恼。
If we have two, then we have two worries.
一栋房子一个烦恼。
If we have one house, we have one worry.
所以看起来好像三栋房子比一栋房子更有福气。
And it seems like if you have three houses, you are more blessed than someone who has only one.
但是三栋房子有三个烦恼。
But with three houses, you have three worries.
静不下来。
And you cannot quiet your heart.
这是我们现在人的一个特色。
This is a characteristic of man today.
心没有办法静下来。
That we cannot quiet our hearts.
所以我们没有办法集中精神在神的事情上。
So we cannot concentrate our minds on the things of God.
那第二个就是基利西旁很单纯。
And the second point is the Brook Cherith. It was a very innocent place.
我们现在看路加福音第八章。
If we look at Luke chapter 8.
路加福音第八章。
Luke chapter 8.
第八章的十四节。
Luke chapter 8, verse 14. Verse 14. Now the ones that fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity.
十五节。
15. But the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience.
所以说种子落在四种土地。
Here it says the seed fell in four different soils.
种子就是神的道。
The seed is the word of God.
地就是人的心。
And the ground is the heart of man.
所以我们每一个人领受相同的道。
So all of us receive the same word.
但是对我们的影响每个人都不一样。
But it has a different influence on each one of us.
那关系是人的心不一样。
And the difference is the heart of man.
那十四节里面说有一种土地它有荆棘。
In verse 14, it says, one of them fell among thorns.
它不是土地不好。
It's not that the ground is not good.
是那土地上有荆棘。
But rather that there are thorns on it.
如果把荆棘拿掉，这块土地就结很多果子。
If you take away the thorns, then this ground can produce good fruit.
那荆棘是什么？
What are these thorns?
全读。刚刚读的哈，今生的思虑。
The thorns are the cares of this world.
还有钱财。
Riches.
还有宴乐。
Pleasures of life.
把它挤住了。
And these are choking it.
这三样看起来都是福气。
All three of them seem like it is a blessing.
今生的思虑就是怎么提高生活水准。
The cares of this world is how you can elevate your standard of life.
钱财就是怎么赚更多钱。
Riches is how you can gain more money.
宴乐就是怎么有更多的娱乐。
And pleasures is how you can enjoy this life.
但是这竟然变成我们道理不能够成长的原因了。
But this is the reason why the word cannot grow.
所以我们信耶稣的人不要一直羡慕别人拥有很多。
So for us Christians, we should not envy others who have a lot.
我们要羡慕那个有这样的能力的人，但是他过得很单纯的生活。
We must envy those who have the capability and abilities, but they live a very simple life.
你看他是有能力，但是为什么他生活这么简单？
They have the ability, but why do they live such simple lives?
这个才是我们要羡慕的。
This is something worthy of our envy.
所以我们像信主的人，这个头脑观念是不一样的。
So for us who believe in Christ, we have a different mindset.
跟没有信的人是不一样。
It is different from those who do not believe.
因为生活一单纯，容易专心。
Because once we have a simple life, that is when we can concentrate.
那我们信仰就会提升。
And our faith will grow.
那我们现在怎么能够到基利西旁呢？现实生活就是这样啊。
How can we go to Brook Cherith in our own lives today?
我想有三四点啊，实际我们可以来做。
There are three practical ways that we can do.
以赛亚书五十八章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 58.
以赛亚书五十八章。
Isaiah chapter 58.
啊，十三节，十四节。
Verse 13. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words, verse 14, then you shall delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth, and feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father. The mouth of the Lord has spoken.
第一个就是要让安息日成为我们的基利西旁。
So first, we must allow the Sabbath to become a Brook Cherith.
从礼拜五太阳下山。
From sunset on Friday.
一直到礼拜六太阳下山。
Until sunset on Saturday.
我们要拒绝被世界缠累。
We should not be bothered by the things of this world.
有一些是工作上不得已的。
Sometimes it is our work.
但是有很多是自己刻意安排的。
But many things we can prepare ourselves.
所以在我们安排得到的范围。
And in our preparations.
我们在礼拜五太阳下山、就跟世界切断。
We must cut our ties to the world after sunset on Friday.
礼拜五太阳下山，除非是为了圣工，我不用上网。
And apart from doing holy work, I will not go on the internet
after sunset on Friday. 不是不可上网，我不必上网。
It is not that I cannot, but I do not need to.
礼拜五太阳下山以后，我不看电视。
And after sunset on Friday, I will not watch television.
这样我们心就可以安静了。
Then we can quiet our hearts.
我来到教会。
When I come to church.
除非是紧急。
Unless it is an emergency.
或者危及生命。
Or my life is in danger.
我不用手机。
I will not use my cell phone.
这样就进到基利西旁了。
Then you can enter into the Brook Cherith.
我们现在虽然来到教会。
Even though we come to church today.
但是。我们安静不下来。
But we cannot quiet our hearts.
现在最大的挑战是手机。
The greatest challenge is our cell phones.
看起来是在看圣经，其实是用手机在传简讯。
It might seem like we are reading the Bible, but we are using our cell phones to send messages.
那这样的，我们就没有办法真的体会到神了。
Then we cannot experience God.
那礼拜五太阳下山。
After sunset on Friday,
我们就预备心来教会敬拜神。
We should prepare our hearts to come to church to worship God.
所以理想的范围，我们礼拜五晚上的聚会可以跟礼拜六一样多人。
And so very ideally, we want the same number of members Friday night as on Saturday.
安息日的福气就是安息啊！安息日的福气不是做工，不是赚钱。
The blessing of Sabbath is rest. It is not to work and make money.
那我们安息，神还会赐福给我们。哪里有比这样更大的恩典呢？
And in our rest on Sabbath, and God will bless us. Is there a greater blessing than this?
所以基利西旁，可我们自己可以造出来。
So Brook Cherith is something that we can create ourselves.
那在礼拜六太阳下山以前，我不做任何 appointment.
And before sunset on Saturday, I will not make any appointments.
为什么？
Why?
因为有的人 appointment 下午聚完会我有什么 appointment?
Some people after church service they will go to their appointment.
还没有聚完会，他的心已经去了。
And before the service has ended, their hearts have already gone away.
一直看表，为什么讲到还不停？
They keep looking at their watch. Why has service not ended yet?
圣灵感动一直不停止。
And the Holy Spirit cannot move them.
所以我们在安息日要被他让他激励西方跟世界切断。
So for Sabbath to become like Brook Cherith, we must cut our ties to the world.
不管礼拜一到礼拜五你有多忙。
No matter how busy you are Monday through Friday.
如果安息日进入安息。
If you enter into Sabbath.
这里讲有两种福气。
Here there are two blessings.
要让你乘驾地的高处。
That you should enjoy the high places.
地的高处是哪里？
Where the high hills are.
是摩西爬到那个尼坡山。
It is Mount Nebo that Moses climbed.
他看到哪里？
And where did he see?
他看到迦南全平原。
He saw the plains of Canaan.
我们今天站在地平线上。
Today when we are standing on the earth.
我们看到的美地是地上的。
What we see are the good things in this earth.
当我们的灵性往上提升。
But once we elevate our faith.
我们看到那牛奶与蜜之地是在天上的。
We'll see the land flowing with milk and honey that is in heaven.
那天跟地差多少？
And how far is heaven and earth?
没有办法算。
You cannot calculate this.
所以第一个要让它成为基利西吧。
And so first, you must allow this to establish Brook Cherith.
神的灵一风一吹，我们就如鹰展翅上腾，灵性就会高飞。
So when the Spirit of God blows, then we will have wings like the eagles, and we will fly up.
但是如果太多地上的牵挂
，But if we are entangled with the things in this world,
我们就飞不起来。
Then we cannot fly.
我们的眼目短小，只看到地上。
And we will be very short-sighted, and we will only see the things in this world.
看不到神为我们预备心里没有想过的超过我们一切在地上经验的。
And we will not be able to see what God has prepared for us that is beyond our imagination.
那第二个恩典，
the second blessing,
以雅各的产业养育你，
to feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father.
雅各的产业是什么？
What is the heritage of Jacob?
就是神给亚伯拉罕的。
And that is what God has given to Abraham.
神给亚伯拉罕什么？
What did God give
Abraham? 那块牛奶与蜜之地。
That is the land flowing with milk and honey.
那不只是我们将来死要去的天国。
It is not the heaven that we will go to once we die.
那就是主耶稣讲天国近了，天国就在你的心里。
It is when God, Jesus Christ said, the kingdom of God is near, the kingdom of God is in your heart.
那天国是什么？
What is the kingdom of God?
公义、平安、喜乐。
It is peace, righteousness, and joy.
这个就是最大的恩典。
This is the greatest blessing.
我们有力量胜过罪。
When we have the strength to overcome sin.
我们内心有神同在的平安。
When we have the peace of the abundance of God in
有圣灵充满的喜乐。
When we are filled with the Holy Spirit and filled with joy.
那这一天就是最享受的一天。
And then this is the most enjoyable day.
所以基利西旁我们要自己来创造。
So we must create our own Brook Cherith.
那第二个。
Second.
在我们每一天的生活。
In our daily lives.
我们要安排一段时间不被世界干扰。
We must prepare and set aside a time when we are not distracted by the things in this world.
但哪一段时间每个人都不太一样。
And each person has a different time they can set apart.
比方说从早上起来。
For example, when you wake up in the morning.
如果我们是六点起来。
If we wake up at six.
到六点半这段时间。
From six to 6:30.
或者到七点这段时间。
Or till seven.
我什么我都不做。
I will not do anything.
我就是读圣经。
Read the Bible,
我就是祷告
and pray,
来亲近神
to draw closer to God.
在世界还没有进到我里面心里面之前
before the world enters into my heart,
让我的心先跟神来交通
let me communicate with God in my heart,
让圣灵来滋润我
and so the Holy Spirit can nourish me.
那每一天有一段时间我们进到基利西旁
and so every day we will have time to go to Brook Cherith.
很单纯很安静
And it is a very simple and quiet place.
这样来重新让我们建立跟神的关系。
So that we can reestablish a relationship with God.
那第三个。
Third.
就是我们教会里面有很多的讲习会。
There are many church seminars.
比方说年轻人可以参加神训班。
For example, the youth can attend NYTS.
那成人可以参加成人神训班。
And adults can attend NATS.
其实这是一种享受。
This is a form of enjoyment.
我们休息了世上的工作。
When we can rest from our work.
来到教会。
And come to church.
别人煮饭给我们吃啊。
Someone is cooking for us.
那也不需要烦恼生活。
And we don't need to worry about our daily needs.
那来这个地方就是读圣经，思想神的话。
We can come here to read the Bible to reflect on the Word of God.
祷告被圣灵充满。
And we can be filled with the Holy Spirit when we pray.
然后同灵来团契。
And we can have fellowship with one another.
这样来享受主里一家的爱，互相的关心，彼此的带导。
So we can enjoy the love in Christ, and we can pray for one another.
去年我们在这边开成人神训班。
Last year we held NATS here.
最后几天，我们可以看到好多人真的好喜乐。
Last few days you can see that many people are so joyful.
为什么？
Why?
因为神已经充满在我们当中。
Because God had filled among them.
因为我们把这一段时间安排当作是我来到基利西旁。
Because they set aside this time for them to come to Brook Cherith.
那这一种体验会帮助我们服事有力量。
This experience will allow us to serve with power and strength.
也会让我们体会到神雕饼给我们吃。
And we can experience how God has given us bread to eat.
当我们跟神的关系好。
When our relationship with God is good,
我们还有什么忧虑呢?
What worries do we have?
我们的父亲是神。
Our Father is God.
哦、跟他关系好，还有什么可以怕的呢
？If our relationship with Him is good, then what do we fear?
好，那第二个去的地方。
The second place He went to.
我们先回来看，列王记上。
Let's turn back to 1 Kings chapter 17.
如果列王记上的十七章。
First Kings chapter 17.
这个十七章，我们看第八节。
Verse 8. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying.
第九节。
Verse 9. Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you.
这个是很难想象的。
This is beyond your imagination.
神没有吩咐他到一个富有的家，让他来供养以利亚。
God did not send him to a wealthy place to provide for him.
神吩咐他到寡妇的家，让寡妇来供养他。
But rather, he sent him to a house of a widow to provide for him.
为什么
？Why？
就是要在没有当中来经历神的恩典是丰盛的。
To see how abundant the blessings of God are from nothing.
所以我们所拜的神
，So the God that we worship，
是让没有变成有的神。
Is one who allows nothing, something to come from nothing.
如果我们看这个寡妇
，If we look at this widow，
她用什么来供养以利亚
？What did she use to provide for Elijah？
好，我们现在回来看列王记上十七章。
If we look at 1 Kings chapter 17.
十一节。
Verse 11, and as she was going to get it, he called to her and said, Please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand.
12节。
Verse 12, so she said, As the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin and a little oil in a jar. And see, I am gathering a couple of sticks that I might go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die.
当这个以利亚叫他去取水，他就把他拿来了，可能他还有一缸水啊，还不少啊。
And so when Elijah told her to go get him water, she went.
她没有什么问题啊。
She had no problem with this.
但是当以利亚说你去做一个饼给我吃。
But when Elijah told her to make a morsel of bread for her,
那这个寡妇就讲她的困难了。
The widow explained her difficulty.
我只有一把面，然后只有一点油。
She only had a handful of oil and a handful of flour and a little oil.
所以我现在找两根柴，要跟我的儿子做饼，最后一块饼吃了，我们就死了。
So she was gathering some sticks so that she can prepare it for herself and her son, and after they eat it, they would die.
所以可见这是最后一点面了，一点油。
So this was her last portion of flour and oil.
有时候我们的生活会遇到好像这样的情况。
Sometimes in our lives, we will encounter situations like this.
生活真的很困难，好像已经弹尽援绝，生活的来源都有问题。
And so we have difficulties in our life, and we don't know where our needs will come from.
但是到最后呢，我们看十五节，十六节，请。
If we look at verse 16, the bin of flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil run dry, according to the word of the Lord which he spoke by Elijah.
这个十五十六节就讲他的面没有减少，油也没有短缺。
Verse 15 and 16 says, The flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil run dry.
本来他想说，这一点做完就要死了，但到最后油跟面用不完。
Before she thought that once she had used this up, she would die, but in the end, she could not use all of it up.
那这个中间到底发生什么事情？
So what happened in between?
怎么她想的没有发生？
Why is it that what she thought would happen did not?
她没有想的正竟然发生了。
And what she did not think would happen, happened.
因为在十二节。
It is because in verse 13,
请。
Verse 13, And Elijah said to her, Do not fear, go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first, and bring it to me, and afterward make some for yourself and your son.
14节。
Verse 14, For thus says the Lord God of Israel, The bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth.
原来以利亚告诉他。
Elijah told her,
说你先做一个小饼给我吃。
First make me a small cake.
那你如果这样做。
And if you do so,
你坛内的面不减少。
Then the bin of flour that you have will not be used up.
瓶里的油不短缺。
And the jar of oil will not run dry.
这个是神告诉以利亚的。
This is what God told Elijah.
那以利亚是神用的工人。
Elijah was a worker of God.
所以这个神借着他讲的话都是有力量的。
And so the word that God spoke through Elijah had power.
当他先做一个饼给以利亚吃的时候，
After she first made a small cake for Elijah,
这个表示他的信心。
This represents her faith.
他相信这个面不会减少。
She believed that the flour would not run out.
所以真的就这样实现了。
And this is what happened.
有时候我们要服侍神啊。
Sometimes when we want to serve God,
常常一直觉得说我们有很多的困难。
We might feel like we have many difficulties.
等我这个困难全部都克服了，我再来服侍神。
Once I overcome all my difficulties, then I will serve God.
这个是有时候是人世间的想法。
And this is the thinking in this world.
那有时候我们先来服侍神。
But if we first serve God,
你把你自己没有办法克服的困难，祷告很久都没有办法解决的困难，暂时放一旁。
And we set aside the difficulties that we cannot overcome for a long time.
结果服侍神完，问题自然解决了。
Then after we serve God, then the problems are solved.
比方说我们接下去还会有两个礼拜的 NYTS.
For example, we will have two more weeks of NYTS here.
算算大概有160个人会在这里。
And we have about 160 participants.
160个人后勤支援很多工作。
And so there are many work to be done for the 160 participants.
如果有160公斤呢，160个人来担，一人只担一公斤呢。
If there's 160 kilograms, if 160 people are to take the burden, then each person only has to take 1 kilogram.
一公斤算不了什么。
And that is nothing.
那如果80个人有借口，我没有办法。
If 80 people say, make an excuse and they say, I am unable.
那另外80个人就要担2公斤。
Then the other 80 people, they have to take upon themselves 2 kilograms.
那压力就比较大了。
Then they will have a greater burden.
所以这对我们也是一个考验呢。
So this is a test for us.
我们有没有办法拨一段时间那来协助教会的工作？
Can we set aside some time to help with church holy work?
照我们所有的，不是照我们所没有的。
It is according to what we have, not what we do not have.
是照我们所做得到的，不是照我们所做不到的。
It is according to what we can do, not what we cannot.
那我们这样甘心乐意来做。
And if we are able to serve willingly,
那我们就发现了，这一次开完，不但大家很喜乐，我们会得到恩典。
Then we will realize that after the seminar, everyone is very joyful, and we will be blessed.
好像这里这个油跟面用不完。
Just like the flour and oil that did not end or run dry.
对我们信仰生活来讲，付出就是获得。
And so in our lives, if we are able to give, then we will receive.
如果我们没有得到，很可能我们没有付出。
And if we do not receive, maybe we do not give.
如果我们愿意付出，神一定不会亏欠我们。
If we are willing to give, then God will not allow us to fall short.
那我们信仰体验越多，
and we will have even more experiences of God.
我们越愿意侍奉神，
and we will be more willing to serve Him.
是非常喜乐的。
So we will be very joyful.
因为我们有体验。
Because we have this experience.
那在17章里面，
in chapter 17,
到了17节。
From chapter 17 on verse 17 onwards.
这个十七节就是指着这个寡妇的孩子死了。
We see that the widow's son passed away.
那现在怎么办？
So what were they to do?
我们现在看以赛亚列王记上十七章。
First Kings chapter 17.
21节。
Verse 21. Verse 21, and he stretched himself out on the child 3 times and cried out to the Lord and said, O Lord, my God, I pray, let this child's soul come back to him.
22.
Then the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came back to him, and he revived.
这个地方讲，以利亚就帮他祷告。
So Elijah prayed for him.
那孩子就活过来。
And the child lived.
24节。妇人说，以利亚，我现在知道你是神人，神借你口说的话是真的。
24, then the woman said to Elijah, Now by this I know that you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in your mouth is
true. 那在这件神迹里面，
From this miracle,
我们体会到神是叫死人复活的神。
We see that God allows the dead to resurrect.
那这一位神真的与以利亚同在。
And this God was with Elijah.
这小孩子死，这是极大的困难。
So this child had passed away. This is a great difficulty.
但是这个困难竟然是成为彰显神荣耀的一个机会。
But it was an opportunity to manifest the glory of God.
所以有时候我们在服侍神的过程，神会安排一些给我们操练。
Sometimes in our service too, we'll have various tests from God.
看起来好像很大的困难。
It seems like it is a great difficulty.
但是我们不断的祷告。
But if we continue to pray,
神的大能力竟然让个困难就解决了。
Then the power of God will allow us to solve the problem.
那我们就经历神是无所不能的。
And so we will see that God can do everything.
那这样我们服侍神更有信心，更有力量。
And we'll have even more power and strength when we are serving.
这个就是以利亚的心智跟能力。
This is the spirit and power of Elijah.
在基利西旁，在寡妇的家所建立起来的。
And it was established at the brook Cherith and at the widow's house.
带着这个心智跟能力，就进到十八章，他去见亚哈王。
With the spirit and power, he went to see King Ahab in chapter 18.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
356首。
356. We'll have an evangelical services and spiritual convocation in September.
大概还有两个半月的时间。
So we have 2.5 more months.
请我们特别为灵恩布道会来祷告。
Let us pray for this matter.
也为一些慕道朋友祷告。
And let us pray for true seekers.
让他们的信仰有体验。
So that they can have experiences in their faith.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.